This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Professor Alex's Digital Dental Depository, with support from Philips Sonicare.
To honour great Uncle Halitosis, dentist extraordinaire, on the occasion of his 100th birthday, Professor Hallux is creating a pop-up digital dental depository, an oral health help desk. He's going to see how many questions all about teeth he can answer against the clock.
Right, Nurse Nanobot. Today we've got some particularly pongy posers, all about bad breath. Did you know that's what halitosis means? Great Uncle Halitosis never found it funny for some reason.
Okay, let's start. How can you tell if you've got bad breath?
Well, there are some pretty obvious signs, like if people start to move away from you when you talk or hold their nose. If you've got a close friend, you could always ask them to be honest. There's a simple test you can do. Lick the back of your hand and take a sniff. If the smell is bad, you can be fairly sure your breath is bad too.
A strong start, Professor. Next question. What causes bad breath?
The most common cause is the smelly gases released by bacteria as they multiply on your teeth, gums and tongue. Particles of food can get caught between your teeth and also start to whiff as they decompose. And strong food like coffee, onions and garlic can also make your breath stinky too.
Next question. Does it matter if you've got bad breath?
Well, it depends how many friends you want. Seriously, bacteria on teeth and gums causes decay and toothache and can result in teeth needing to be removed. One of the warning signs of bacteria in decay is that you always have bad breath or a bad taste in your mouth. So yes, it does matter if you've got bad breath.
You're doing great, Prof. Keep it up. How can you prevent bad breath?
Well, that's simple. To prevent bad breath, keep your breath fresh. And to keep your breath fresh, clean your teeth twice a day, after breakfast and after supper before you go to bed. You need to make sure that you do a thorough job and get into every nook and cranny. And don't forget to clean your tongue as well. You could use a special tongue brush to help. Don't forget flossing too, either with interdental brushes, although make sure they're the right size, or using the latest technology like an air flosser, puffing air and water through the gaps that brushes can't easily reach. And finish with an antibacterial mouthwash.
Coming up to the finish now. So, what if you can't seem to shift the whiff?
It can be helpful to keep a diary of what you've been eating. That way, you may be able to identify any food or drinks which make things worse. If you really can't seem to get rid of bad breath, it's very important you visit your dentist as it might be a sign of an underlying problem. Your dentist will be the best person to solve the puzzle of the pong. Seeing your dentist every 6 months is ideal. And don't forget to see a hygienist once a year. They're the ones that ensure all the nasty bacteria and plaque is removed from your teeth. This will ensure you have the freshest smelling breath, healthiest and whitest shining teeth around.
That's correct. And time's up. Brilliant, Professor. Very respectable score there. And lots of data for the Digital Dental Depository.
Professor Hallux's Digital Dental Depository, with support from Philips Sonicare. Find out more at funkidslive.com/Hallux.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.